After a brief hiatus, we are back.
We are back.
And this is All the Geets, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. A great station.
Yeah. So, Gracie, tell me how your week's going.
What's a less dramatic way to say hell on earth?
Hell.
finals week is always a bummer. It's not going, like, terribly, I would say, but it really, like, the bad part hasn't started yet. Basically, I've just, like, had an essay that I've had to work on.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but it is, like, my, like, I technically guess I have a final in this class, but, like, it's my last big project, you know, so it means a lot, but.
Yeah, that makes sense. This has been my bad week, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, no.
I think it calms down a little bit afterwards, but this is rough.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, do you want to explain what our theme is for tonight?
Okay, so we wanted to do a finals-themed week.
Mm-hmm.
To me, which meant sadness.
Mm-hmm.
But Mimi came up with a better idea. So we are doing songs from artists' final album.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the greatest collection of music for each artist that we could have possibly chosen.
Yes.
Because, as I was saying earlier, there's a reason why these people quit, you know?
It's true.
But I'm really excited for what we have coming up for tonight, including a good debate on what is the Beatles' final album, as well as different artists like Amy Winehouse. Who else did we stick on there? Otis Redding?
Yes. We have Simon Garfunkel up next.
Mm.
Did you know that Bridge Over Troubled Water is their last album? Because I didn't before.
I didn't either. It was released in like 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And then they split up. And then they came back together. And then they split up. And then they came back together. And since then, they have said that they are probably not going to come back together because they just can't stand each other. Which is understandable if, like, well, not that they can't stand each other, but they just probably, like, don't want to be together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it is understandable because they are actually childhood friends, fun fact.
Really? Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, Simon and Art, they are friends. And it's like, or, yeah, what am I saying? Simon and Garfunkel. Art's his first name.
Uh-huh.
So me and Art, you know, we're
right.
On a first name basis.
Of course,
So, like, I can't imagine, as much as I love my childhood friends, living my entire life with one person defined as, like, not just Mimi, but, like, Mimi and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I also think, like, it's, when you're that famous, I feel like it's hard. Like the pressure of fame gets to, like, an individual person, and you have to go through that with someone else. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very rare that, like, you end up still being close to them.
It's true.
That's why everyone breaks up. All the good bands break up.
All good bands break up. But, all right, so here we are, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel.
Feeling small. To the sea, to the sea, to the sea. I ain't gonna do it, honey. No. I ain't gonna do it. No, I'll never, never. I'll never, 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 never treat you wrong, darling. La 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 ta da, la ta da da, la ta da, la ta da da, la ta da da da. No, no, it's time to sing something sweet and soft, like something sort of sentimental right now. I know you know that I know you know that I know. I know I'm telling y'all I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to right now we'd like to put together medley of songs for all the gentlemen at our house tonight, yeah. All the gentlemen. Because by observation, we found that we gentlemen every now and then have a tendency to sort of neglect the ladies. So I tried. Observation, baby. You know? So take heed, gentlemen. Take heed. Here's what we want to tell you. This just says very simply that the oh, she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And oh, if she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Lord, let me tell all you fellas that I know you won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And oh, it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And every now and then you have to tell her, honey, I love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you for them sentimental reasons. Tell her, I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. Can't you understand that I love you? I love you, honey. I love you, I love you. And you alone, you were meant for me. Tell her, darling, give your loving heart to me. Tell me we'll never, 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 never part. And also you have to tell her, darling, you send me. You send me. Tell her you, baby, you send me. Honest you do, honest you, honest you do. I know that you thrill me. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. That works to thrill me. Honest you do. And oh yeah. But look, oh, tell her at first I thought it was infatuation. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Till now I find myself wanting. To marry you and take you home. I know. But oh, whenever I'm with you, I know. When I'm near you, you send me. Honest you.
It's a little Sam Cooke for you.
Yeah, there you go.
We were just talking. Sam Cooke had like the most dramatic death.
Yeah. So if you didn't know this, Sam Cooke did not die of natural causes. He was reported to be shot in the Hacienda Motel by the motel manager, whose name was Bertha Franklin, so a woman. And what she claims is that basically Sam Cooke came into her like office and was like, "Where is this woman that I came with?" And he was in this rage, and he was only wearing like his sports coat and his shoe or something, like no shirt, no underwear, no pants or anything. And so she was like really freaked out. And when she said like, I don't know where she went, he went to attack her. And so they like struggled on the ground. She like picked up a gun, shot him, and then they like kind of wrestled for a little bit, and then he eventually died. And so that's the story, but to this day it kind of remains a mystery, like, is that really what happened? Because reports of his body is actually that he was much more mangled and beaten up than what one woman could have done in an act of self-defense. And so they think maybe this was actually premeditated and done by multiple people, which I actually wouldn't doubt, because Sam Cooke was quite the activist in his time. So, yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, isn't that super interesting?
It's like kind of weird. I was like thinking about it, like there's so many, not so many different reasons, but there's like a variety of reasons that something would be their final album. You know, like did they break up, or did they die, or were they just not famous anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a mix of all.
Yeah, I feel like maybe this is a little bit morbid,
mm-hmm.
but I think all of our best music
are the people who died.
Yeah, because yeah. And a lot of times because it just like wasn't expected, so they were still making music.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, that is sad. 1964. I don't doubt that that wasn't a true story, but
yeah, no, like I don't think that it was self-defense.
And it happened on December 11th, 1964. So almost.
That would have been very spoopy if it was December 11th. Now
it would have been. We came really close. It's okay. Still a great song though.
Uh-huh. Great song. Okay, we have a little bit of a change of pace coming up next. We have the Smiths.
Mm.
And I don't know. The phone.
Do you wanna just play it while you figure that out?
Wait, what is it? Hello?
You're on air.
Hello.
Hi, Julian. Can you hear Mimi?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Hello, Tufts and surrounding Boston community. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Could I just comment on the story that you guys are talking about? I kind of jumped in the way, but it sounded really interesting, and I just really appreciate the dialogue that you're having.
I'm glad that not only can we provide you with great music, but we can provide you with thoughtful insight.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, I have always been a supporter of public radio ever since I was born. And this is just another great way to support, you know, up-and-coming journalists and doers and change makers.
Uh-huh. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to play The Smiths. What do you think of that?
That's great. Can I request a song, please?
Mm-hmm. I'm a...
Can I request... Shared belief, just so that we can all believe that we have some hope, and in this tumultuous time of election season and you know, the world kind of on edge, let's just believe in something bigger than ourselves and love and world peace.
That's like a really nice thought.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye, Jules. Bye.
Bye.
Stop me if you think that you've heard this one before. Stop me off.
good old LCD sound system.
Which you went to?
I did. Summer with my friend Caroline. We went to FYF, which is like a music festival in Los Angeles.
Okay. That's
and they were awesome. Really good. I do think it's like a little funny, like LCD Sound System is like one of the most like infamous like broken up bands, and like had this whole like farewell tour and like made a documentary about how they were never getting back together and then got back together. So I guess nothing is permanent except death.
Yeah. Speaking of we are never ever ever getting back together.
Yes.
Guess who that song is about?
Harry Styles?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
So interesting, right?
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. No, so I went to a Bible study thing the other night, and we had trivia night, and one of the categories was Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends.
Right.
And that was one of the questions, and literally everyone thought it was Harry Styles.
Yeah.
No, you were wrong.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I think, like, Jake Gyllenhaal is the most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Like,
how do you be Maggie, to be honest, is the real question.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Like, she's cute. She just has a weird chin.
I just think it's like, honestly, like, she looks too much like him, so then it's just a bummer.
Yeah. What's that movie that he's in where he, like, lives that day on the train over and over again?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We did see, were you there? Did you watch Donnie Darko with us?
Yes. I was there that night.
Terrifying.
So scary.
He was great in it, though.
He was wonderful. It was a terrifying movie.
Terrifying.
Not even because of it was, like, terrifying. Like, it wasn't supposed to be scary.
I think it's supposed to be, like, a thriller.
But the bunny was really freaky.
He's so scary.
And it wasn't even, like, a real bunny. It was Oh, should I not give it away?
Well, don't give it... Well, I don't think any of our 9 viewers are going to be particularly upset.
Yeah. Well, but it wasn't even a monster, so...
It's a spoiler alert.
Yep, there you go. But it was interesting. It was... I feel like he's always in those movies where at the end you just feel like, ooh,
because you're... He makes, like, kind of weird choices.
He does.
Like, I feel like he's one of those people who's like, I want to do this for the art, you know?
Yeah, and he doesn't really seem like that deep of a guy, so
yeah,
I don't understand.
It's very confusing.
It's so... Like, who is Jake Gyllenhaal is the real question.
I wish... He's a gay cowboy, actually, so...
Oh, you're right. You're very right.
So I feel like I've gotten really to the root of it.
Very interesting choices.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, how does the same person who, like, is in Brokeback Mountain also in Donnie Darko?
Who is also in that movie that we can't think of.
Yeah.
Where he relives the train day over and over again.
I'll Google that in the intermission.
Okay. I'm glad, or else that's a very catchy title.
Right.
Yeah.
The train movie that just keeps repeating.
Yeah.
What if, like, movies just, like, their titles were just, like, the plot. Yeah. You would never forget a title, and that would be good.
Yeah. I mean, there are some movies where the title just has nothing to do with the movie.
That makes me so bummed, and you, like, can never remember it.
Yeah. Who knows?
We would be great producers, Mimi.
Great producers. Wonderful producers. Everyone would be like, wow, that really sounds like a great title. I'm going to see that movie.
Very descriptive.
Very descriptive. I know what I'm getting into. Yeah.
Yeah. There are no surprises
here. No surprises. It'll be wonderful.
Great.
But what do we have up next?
Okay. So, in the vein of conspiracy theories.
Okay.
This one is Tupac's last album. Or is it?
Or is
he really alive?
Tupac.
Who knows? But this is a shout out to the city that I grew up in called To Live and Die in L.A.
Feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
No doubt. To live and die in L.A., California. No matter what you say about Los Angeles, it's stay the only place for me. It never rains in the sun.
To live and die in LA, where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us niggas hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury niggas close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, nigga got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, damn sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell to live and die in LA. On bail, my angel. South Central LA, can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many niggas getting three strikes tossed from jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry cause it's home now. I'm just a nigga on his own now. Living life thug staff, so I can't smile right into my pupils when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and bitches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and C's. All them other niggas copycats, D's and G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every nigga in LA got a little bit of thug in him. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in LA.
It's the place to be.
Let my angel sing. Black love, brown pride in the sets again. Pete Wilson trying to see us all broke. I'm on some bullshit, out for everything they owe. Remember K-Day, Weekends, Crenshaw, MLK. Automatics rang free, niggas lost their weight. Gang signs being shown, nigga love your hood. But recognize that it's all good. Where do we at? Niggas getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in this motherfucker burned out. M.O.B. Big Shug in the low-low. Bounce and turn, dog pound in the Lex with an ounce to burn. Got them Watts niggas with me, OMCB. They got some hash, took a stash, the rest for me. Neck bone, tray, head, Ron, punchy too. Big Rock got not, but this one's for you. I hit the studio and drop a Drew, open it pack. Get high, watching time fly, to live and die in L.A.
Live and die in L.A. It's the place to be.
Let my for 92.3 or 106, all the radio stations that be bumping my shit, making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Just go out to all the magazines that support a nigga, all the real motherfuckers, all the stores, the mom and pop spots, A&R people, all y'all motherfuckers. LA, California Love Park, motherfucking 2, without gay ass drink.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting
Winehouse.
We realized that Mimi actually might have messed us up and that might not be from her final album. So disclaimer, do not call in with a complaint, because we know
so
that
sorry.
We have such an active fan base that like, gets really upset about things like that. So.
Very much, yeah. Some real music nerds out there. Speaking of Amy Winehouse,
mm-hmm.
It is a really sad, I don't know. Have you ever watched Amy?
I did not watch it.
TBH, I have not either.
Uh-huh. But I like that you started it like you had. You could have fooled me, Amy.
I really could have. But in my psychology class, we watched a clip from her last concert, which mm-hmm. was in, I would like to say, oh man, it wasn't a Easternish European country.
Sure.
That my TA is actually from.
It's Czechoslovakia?
Like, no. I don't think so. I think it starts with either a B or a C.
Bulgaria?
No.
Czechoslovakia again?
It's like not Croatia either. I'm not really sure.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, she was telling us about how like a lot of her friends went to this concert. Long story short, we watched this clip and like, it was hard to watch. I mean, she was like very intoxicated or something mm-hmm. and just did not look like she wanted to be there. And because of that, like the entire crowd was just booing at mm-hmm. her.
Oh, that's terrible.
Isn't that so sad? And so it was like, it was kind of like that idea of like, how do we treat, do we see celebrities as human beings the mm-hmm. same way that we see like our friends? And like, if your friend was struggling through something like that, you wouldn't boo them when they were having a hard time.
Yeah.
And yet like all these people didn't see Amy as like a real person.
That's terrible.
Isn't that so sad? And it makes sense, like you paid hundreds of dollars to go see her, but at the same time, like,
this is a real person, like with real, and you like hope that you would like be treated with humanity if you were doing this.
Yeah.
It's like, do you follow Chrissy Teigen on Twitter?
No.
This relates. But okay. Like right after Kim got like robbed,
mm-hmm.
somebody tweeted like something rude at her, and like Chrissy Teigen like went on this whole Twitter like rampage about like how it's so like hard to have fans because like you know that like, I don't remember what her exact wording was, but it's like, it's hard to be kind to people all the time who you know would just make a meme out of you if you died or something like that.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's so like we just so dehumanize these people and
yeah.
like view them as like something different than ourselves and like something that like can be made fun of like when they go through these terrible times. And it's honestly very horrible.
It's very horrible. Wow.
This is what's a joke you have, baby?
I don't know. But wait, speaking of Chrissy Teigen,
uh-huh.
married to John Legend, right?
Yeah.
Am I thinking of the right person?
Yes.
Have you listened to John Legend's new album?
I haven't.
It's wonderful.
Really?
There are some winners, there are some losers on it. Yeah, it's pretty good. There are some good songs on there. I'd give it a listen if you are listening to this right now.
I like support John Legend as like a person. So.
I do too. It wasn't my favorite album of his,
mm-hmm.
but like, I just like John Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, you're not going to be like, even like a bad John Legend song, I feel like you're going to be like, okay, like, I'm not going to be upset listening to this.
Yeah. And then he had this like very cute music video that went along with one of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should go watch it. I'm going to be honest, I can't remember the name of the song. I could probably request or like tell you later.
It's fine.
But, you know, it's a great music video. Anyway.
What are we playing next?
Always
a surprise. We have a little Billy Joel up next.
Oh, yes.
And before we play, I just wanted to give a shout out to all my friends who are listening. So
also a shout out
for tuning
to my
in,
mom.
Guys. Maybe just a little bit cut me off there, but it's fine.
I'm sorry, wait.
We will talk about it during the break.
Shout
do
out
not
to
worry.
Chrissy's friends. Happy birthday, Mom.
Is it your mom's birthday?
It is. Well, it's her birthday.
No, it's not.
In 10 minutes.
No. Wait, oh, are you only 2 hours behind?
Yeah.
You're not in a different time zone than me, are you really?
I am. I'm an hour.
Are you Central?
Mountain time.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I feel like you're so close. I guess you're not. I have a really bad concept of geography.
Yeah, it takes about 16 hours to drive to you, if that gives you a sense of how far we are.
No way.
We're pretty far.
Yikes, Buzz.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was thinking wrong is what I was
okay.
thinking. Okay. Here's a little Billy Joel. We will be arguing during this break, just letting you know.
Thank you. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. Through the look down to the river so deep, I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined that it can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the, in the middle of, I go walking in the sea.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That's a fun message right there.
That was a fun message right there.
Okay, before I had a special request by one of our very important listeners, Maddie Katz. She wanted to make her opinion known that she thought Jake Gyllenhaal was not, in fact, attractive. Although obviously we can tell that that is a wrong opinion. So.
That is a very wrong opinion.
But I did want to obey her wish.
Okay.
As she
wasn't he like some kind of man of the year at some point?
Sexiest man alive? Was he? I believe it. I'll Google it.
Although it's not saying much because wasn't like The Rock that this year?
Yeah, he was.
I'm gonna just say he's the opposite of sexy.
Really?
I don't think he's attractive at all. Maybe he's just not my taste.
He was never People's Magazine Sexiest Man Alive.
Okay.
So, and I feel like that's
the official.
That's the big one.
That is the big one. You're right.
Oh, Jamie Dorian was, or Darian, how do you say his name? Dorian? The guy from 50 Shades of Grey last year.
Oh, I just wouldn't know how to say his name.
He wasn't. It was David Beckham. I lied.
They just have a weird, someone has weird taste at People's Magazine. I'm going to let you know that.
Yeah, I feel like I don't usually agree with it.
Yeah.
And just, we should infiltrate and like reevaluate the system.
Yeah, like who would you choose?
Sexiest man alive. Wow.
That's our question.
I feel like I want to give this like a real answer, but I don't have someone off the top of my head.
You're right.
I'm going to say, honestly, Jake Gyllenhaal right now. Because I'm just thinking about him.
Wow, that's such a strong... Okay, I don't know if I can name him.
You don't think you could do it?
No. I really could not name anyone, actually, to be honest.
Mia just texted me Ben Schwartz, which is just, like, also objectively wrong. So,
who?
Ben Schwartz. He's, like, the guy in 30 Rock. Look him up and you'll be like, Mia, this is not the sexiest man alive.
Okay.
So see what you think.
Oh, my dad said that my mom missed her shout out. So, once again, I would like to wish my mom a happy birthday.
Good.
Without interrupting Gracie. Happy birthday. In officially now 2 minutes. That's so exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Okay, before we close out.
Yeah, we have a little debate.
Okay. And what is this debate, Gracie?
Okay, so in trying to figure out artists' final albums.
What if we really agree on this?
We might. We haven't actually talked about
Should
it yet.
Should we count it down on three?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, wait.
Wait, I have to explain it first.
Okay, so the
question is, which is the Beatles' last album? Because Let It Be was released last, but Abbey Road was recorded last. So there's different, like, so people disagree about what their real last album is. So mm-hmm. Do you want to count down and say it at the same
time? Okay.
What we think?
Yeah.
It would be kind of fun if we got the same one.
3, 2, 1.
Let it be.
Yes!
Wow, we're so compatible.
There's definitely a difference between something that you, like, it's not official until you release it.
Completely. And I mean, like, even, like, recording something is so different than, like, mixing all the sound and, like, compiling it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, how long had Frank Ocean had his album?
Yeah.
It was not an album yet.
But not really. I didn't know about it. I would not say that. Frank Ocean makes me so salty. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. But it's true. Let It Be. Although Abbey Road is the far superior album, mm-hmm. I'm going to make that argument.
Yeah.
But I don't think Let It Be. I think Let It Be is the last album.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Because it's what the people heard last. So it's their last album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good that we both agreed because I was planning on closing out with Let It Be.
Because
that was like what I thought. But now like we both think it. So it works. Okay.
Friendship.
Good night, everyone. We have a fun holiday themed episode next week.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. As always, we appreciate the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday once again.